world where Toku fans are easy and the wrong figure arts are released for retail.
Welcome to our Season 7, Episode 18.
A whale as old as time.
Oh, God.
Beauty and the Beast, which is really just Rumpelstiltskin and Belle. But, you know, once upon a time life. But I had a hard time coming up with one this week. I was working on a Gokaiger pun.
That was pretty good, though. So.
I was kind of mad at myself because I was going for the Gokaiger pun, and then I couldn't find one. And I was working on whale ones, and I'm like, fuck, I wasted, like, two really good ones on scans. I was pretty mad, but I think it worked out for now.
Oh, yeah, that was good.
We'll see. Oh. There we go. Finally, not a scoff of disgust. That's the usual reactions when I walk into a room.
Some of them are really bad, so...
They are. It's admitted, really. Sometimes I'm just desperate for puns. I don't even remember how this happened. Like, how I became the title guy. I don't remember, like, the episode that did it. I remember, like, our first episode was Bois Gros Shit just because it's something somebody said. And I don't even remember the context.
I don't know. It was special training. Exactly. I just know that.
Fucking yogurt. I can't hear the word parfait without thinking of special training. There was an episode of New Girl where Winston was like, Smith, how are you enjoying the parfait? And all I could think of was special training, goo. Because you have to add the U to the end to make it Asian.
Otherwise, it's not Asian enough. Just like Johnny and Bosch.
We need your name to be more Asian and more relatable to Asians. Classic Johnny Young Bosch.
Well, what do you have in mind? Add a Yong in the middle of your name.
Oh, man.
Young.
Classic Yo-Kai Watch voice actor.
Alright, so... excuse me, I don't think anything's really going on. I don't think,
me neither.
I don't think... at all. I'm checking my phone.
Ever.
Classic Ryan checking his memento blog.
I don't know when was this. August 31st.
That's a ways ago. It's like September 6th.
I got the Mewtwo and Greninja figures. I don't think I actually mentioned it last week. But they're really cool. I finally opened them today when I filmed the video. I filmed 11 videos today and I kind of want to die. But it's cool. And I found a leader class blaster. It was pretty neato. So that's really been my week in purchases. Is anything even on the way? I don't think so. I'm holding off on an HLJ shipment until the whale gun comes out this weekend, so...
The whale! So waiting for HLJ to stock that dodecahedron so I can pre-order it with my points.
You know what I mean.
Yeah, that's what I am. You know what I mean. You know how it is. Oh, shit. There's apparently a cooldown where I just sound like Schmidt for 10 minutes, and I did that earlier when I was out. I'm like, oh my god! I'm going to sound like a metrosexual even more than usual for 15 minutes.
But yeah, I think that's about it, so.
At all. Just a huge ass shot of Denden sensor. I'm still pretty droughty in terms of purchases. I still have a couple, like, AmiAmi things, like the recolored Zaun stuff on the way that I did sell just to save money. Oh, I did decide on a camera, finally. And that should be here tomorrow. I thought it was going to get here today. Unless it did get here today when I was gone and someone stole it. But hey, it's worth it to have them not make me answer the door.
Oh, no,
really.
No!
I know, Kat. Hilarious, right? I might have lost hundreds of dollars. It's like, lol, I should have just burned it.
I saved my phone from the abyss.
Classic abyss. Classic Decade exclusive you, writer. But so that's on the way. Nothing else purchase wise. I caught up on Once Upon a Time because I had 6 episodes. That show's kind of a hot mess right now, but since I only had 6 episodes, I figured I'd catch up on it, give it a few episodes into the new season to see if I decide to drop it. And I've been doing a Earth's Mightiest Heroes rewatch for a while, and it was kind of going slow, but I really like finished it within a couple of days because I marathoned a lot of it. And honestly, season 2 came off a lot better than it did when it aired. I remember being really hard on season 2 when it was airing. And it was actually kind of better than season 1 in a lot of respects, except for one like huge glaring issue, which is that they forgot about Hulk for a really long time. And I think you probably remember this when we watched it. Mm-hmm. Like, he got taken away right before the climax of the Skrull arc, and they didn't go get him until, like, the last quarter of the show. That was really the only issue that sort of stood out to me that I remembered. But everything else was a lot better. And I missed that show. And I really like their version of Thor. They have ogres on Midgard and stuff like that. But that's really been it. Because I haven't been able to record much. I don't have very many like physical like toys to record, but I couldn't do any vloggy things because the audio is so shit, so I have to wait for the camera. So it's basically just been Earth's Mightiest Heroes and Once Upon a Time and reading some Rebirth comics.
Which ones are you reading?
All of them. Like, I'm going through and I read all of the first like Rebirth launch issues, and then I go back and read their the ones they've released so far. I'm up to, what did I just finish reading? It was like, I read the first ones of Titans and Justice League and like Red Hood and stuff. So I don't think I'm going to keep up with all of them forever, but I'm kind of getting a sampling.
Yeah.
I really like the Green Lanterns one because I really like the 2 Green Lanterns they have, and I like the Green Arrow one. Batman's okay. Superman's kind of weird because I had to like wrap my head around what was happening.
Yeah.
In terms of like which Superman is which, and the Red Hood one is pretty good so far. I feel compelled to read the Aquaman one because Superman showed up in the last issue, and they keep guilting me about how Aquaman's really unpopular. it's like it's working. I'm basically gonna catch up on everything that they've released so far, and then like as they come out, read whatever issues. But then, like, sort of cut it down to the ones I like. But for now, it's just kind of catching up on that. So, but it's been pretty fun. I still don't like that the Watchmen are involved, because I'm just not a huge Watchmen fan. But I still love that timey-wimey stuff. And it's crazy how timey-wimey DC is. Like, they basically had a whole reset with New 52, and then they're like, oh, and then all of a sudden 10 years were stolen from us, and it just comes off as normal. Like, oh, you know how it is. Just 10 years randomly stolen from us. The Flash stuff is really interesting because of, well, like, Kid Flash being the center of, like, the whole, you know, time distortion. And then, like, the Flash one's pretty good because it's about basically a huge majority of the city getting Speed Force powers.
Mm.
So, I'm enjoying it just because gives me more stuff to absorb knowledge of.
Yeah, I know for sure once I have a little bit of extra money, I'm going to go back and get the issues for Flash, Green Lantern, both Green Lanterns, actually, and Green Arrow, but I don't know about anything after that.
I like how the Green Arrow comics have Diggle, but they don't have Felicity. I heard they included Diggle a while back, but I didn't know he was going to be in this one. Like, because I don't think he was in the like Rebirth launch issue, but like all of a sudden one or two was like Diggle. I'm like, fuck yeah, I can fig it. How it is. And Thea's Asian, and her name is Emmy in this one, and she's evil apparently. I don't know. I'm a casual. My entry point of this franchise is Arrow.
Me too.
I did buy the Green Arrow Year One comic like a long time ago. Not a long time ago, fuck it. It was like June because it was on sale, and I still haven't read it, so I need to get on that. But I'm kind of hoping to like branch out and check out some various different things after I catch up on New 52 of like DC and Marvel stuff. Like, I want to check out Spider-Verse things. And I don't know where to start with Marvel. I need to ask George about like what he recommends, because there's just, it's overwhelming, honestly, when you get into comics.
Oh yeah.
Of like what to read, because there's so many different eras of, and of both of what's currently going and like what's worth checking out from the past. It's kind of crazy, really. So that's been me. I'd say you know how it is, but I'm worried about becoming Schmidt voice for 10 minutes. I'm self-conscious of it now.
You know how it is?
Apparently, there's a news article about how they're going to do an election storyline and how Schmidt's going to refuse to believe an election is happening because he's not voting for Trump. And they said that he's just going to shout out Paul Ryan 2020 a couple times, and I can already hear it. Yeah. That's Toku news for you, really. That was actually the segue to the Toku news. Toku news. Schmidt supports Paul Ryan 2020. You know how it is.
So yeah, news. Yeah.
Keys to your vagina.
They announced the Ranger Key Set 2000th edition, and then...
Key Set 17? Kevin, go!
2000.
Go!
The Gaddafi combo owes medals. What? Where is this set? Was so good. We got him to believe it. It was amazing. We're like a quarter of the way into Forza when that happened.
It did? Oh, that's great. I need to go back and listen to it now.
I think it was a casual conversation. It wasn't on the podcast.
Oh, that's disappointing.
I'm sorry. It's hard to tell because we don't have a professional demeanor.
Gotta go, Keys at 17.
It was O'Metal set 12, I think. It's the number it we like went with. It was the Gaddafi it was like combo. What,
it was whatever late night shenanigans happened. But yeah, key set.
What, really?
We don't
okay,
know.
I'm
gonna assume the most like almost confirmed element is gonna be Juodra keys, given that they're in the picture.
Oh yeah,
I think it's pretty much a given that it'll probably be whatever's filled in since they last released, like Ninja and stuff. But I think it would be really funny if it was just like a bunch of reds, like in a shiny color or something. But I'm just gonna assume at the very like 99% Juodra keys, like 98% everyone else before that. So
yeah, I think it's gonna be Ninja and Juodra, because there's not a whole lot. It's not like the Tokuger set or something to where they've got like 5 billion keys to release because they were that crazy.
Yeah,
because like Ninja has like the core six, and then the two extra reds, and then green. And maybe Chozetsu if they decide to do that. But, like, they never did power-ups. But then they did Carnival and just Carnival. That was the only power-up they ever did. So I have no idea if Chozetsu would be a thing that they want to do or not. But so you're looking at 9 for Ninja. And then Juodra would have...
The core six, Gorilla, and Whale.
5 plus Gorilla plus Whale plus at least one Geo of the World. They could do up to 3.
Oh, Jesus. It would have been nice if the 2000s episode could have waited until... Yeah, I was going to say that, like, since he hasn't debuted yet, like, it's so close. You're so close.
All it would be is they would just put Secret Key.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, this wouldn't come out until January or February, so...
Otherwise, if they didn't include it, it would just be like the lone Juodra key of the inevitable update in 3 years. yeah, that's a thing.
Ranger Key Set Lost Edition Part 2.
Even more lost.
But I probably forgot things, but if my count's right, that's 20 keys between the two series, so...
Unless they go full tilt crazy again and do the villains or something, I don't know.
Yeah, you never know anymore.
But it was pretty much like, other than not knowing 100% what's in it, it was pretty much like the most obvious announcement ever. Like, the second a Gokaidra image appeared for Juodra, it was like keys confirmed for everyone, basically.
Pretty much. Like, they're not going to bring the Go-Catchers back and not make another set of keys.
They made another set of keys when the Go-Catchers weren't back, so... So, yeah, that's a thing. I'll not be purchasing this.
Well, obviously. You won't. Kevin will.
Yeah. That's honestly it for Toku News, I think.
Yep.
We're going to be getting spoilers for Dino Charge finally, and so we can find out if it's going to be Talon.
Yeah.
So.
From what I understand, like, 19 aired in Belgium today.
Classic Belgium. Chocolate.
Talon isn't in 19.
Oh, okay.
But I don't really know what's happening exactly, but.
That's really all I want to know.
We'll find out, like, tomorrow, I think. Episode 20.
And then we're done,
though. Belgium. I think, and then it airs in, like, France this weekend or something. I don't remember how it goes exactly, but...
Classic Europe. Classic Europe mess around.
Classic Europe airing all of our shows.
I'm just upset we didn't know sooner. Alright, so, with that enormous amount of news, now it's time for...
Superhero time.
Superhero time. All of a sudden, the girl from Amanda Please shows up. She's saying mock. I don't know why.
Why does she keep saying mock?
I don't know. She was like giving a rolling prophecy, and no one was listening. And then Amanda Bynes lost it. She became the Joker of our world. I actually don't even know what happened to her. I know she lost it and, like, went into court with crazy hair, and then she disappeared from life. So, yeah, don't even know. So, this week's JoJo actually was pretty solid because it was the crossover. And that sounds like an unusual sentence for me.
Marvelous had to come in and kickstart the plot again.
Really? He was like, dude, get your shit together. How did you idiots not see this glowing cube in the middle of this giant cube?
I love that. I love that. They're like, because they mentioned like the Link cube, and he's like, take me there. And so they do. He just kind of casually walks up to it, punches it, and pulls out a big gold cube. He's like, hey, I found it. And they're like,
how did you
oh
not
shit,
see it?
It was in the cube, and they're waving their arms around. I'm like, guys, come on. I mean, I know he's Marvelous in all senses of the name, but...
I know he has a tinier version of his hair, but he still got it.
Come on, he just walked into your show and, like, just completely showed you up.
He does say to make a show of it. I hate that I said that. I'm gonna kill myself after this. Classic Dawson and Suicide mess around. But yeah, that was funny. I also got a kick out of literally him kicking the world when he was doing his depressive bit. Like, I don't deserve to be a... Oh, fuck. He's like, stop being a bitch. He just kicked him.
He had no regard at all. He just kind of casually walked over there and just kind of just kicked him.
It was really funny, honestly, because I'm kind of tired of that. Because he had such a badass introduction. Let's see, what else? We actually, like, I honestly, before this whole, like, before we started getting news about these episodes, I was kind of surprised, or I didn't expect, I mean, and then was surprised that we're actually doing main JoJo plot in the middle of the crossover, because usually, except in a ninja, which was just all over the place.
Dude.
What?
There was more plot in this episode than over half of the previous JoJo episodes.
Well, that's true. I was thinking in this episode, I'm like, this is probably one of my more favorite episodes, besides the pilot and when JoJo, or Jo the World was introduced. And we're like, the most stuff happened, but, like, it was just surprising because, with the exception of Ninja, which was kind of a mess, usually the crossovers are kind of, like, left in this gray area of whether it's canon or not. Apparently Sentai just don't even know what they're doing anymore. Sentai and Rider, I have mentioned numerous times, their policy, it's canon and also it's not. So, but I was surprised, and it kind of made this weird, for me, like, opposite sense. Of, One of the things I liked about Gokaiger was that even though like it was like the crossover year, they still managed to devote enough attention to the Gokaigers where it didn't feel like they were just a vessel for the crossover celebration.
Yeah.
And so it kind of made sense that their crossover appearance would actually give plot to Juojer. I mean, all around, solid Juojer tribute episode.
That's exactly kind of what it felt like. Like, if it wasn't for the fact that they had actual progression in a Juojer story, it would have felt like a Juojer tribute in a Gokai episode, really.
It was kind of like coming at the tribute episode from the perspective of the tribute team.
Yeah.
Because, like, we're seeing them sort of fighting against them and stuff, and it was interesting to get that bit of mythology. I mean, we got some explanation other than the fact that the powers literally just come from happening.
Yeah.
Like, something I was confused about. Okay, so, did the cube whale powers and whatnot originally come from Earth, like Earth, and then they made the Juman world because of it, like Halloween Town style?
I think that's so. We resort to Halloween Town.
Well, that's what it made me think of.
I think you're right though. Like, from what I understand, like the Juman were on Earth. And then there was that monster attack, and the Earth gave its power to make the whale gun. And they're like, okay, and so they defeated the bad guy, and they said, fuck this noise, and they decided to make their own world.
Yeah, and then, you know, like, Benny, the skeleton, drove the taxi, and it was like, do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do, you know, the Halloween Town music. You know how it is.
We're almost in that. We're like in that time of year we can watch it on Disney Channel.
Pretty much. So it's all connected. But that's what it reminded me of. And like I was thinking, like, are the subs and the translation not getting it right? Where they just meant like they created their society out of it, or like the Juman world was literally created because they're like, oh shit, people aren't gonna accept our shitty costumes. We should probably actually. A lot of the Halloween Town makeup is actually better. Let me think about it, but. So yeah, I think just one of the most toku sentences I've ever, or thoughts I've ever heard, was when you were just re-explaining it, of the Earth sensed it needed help, so it made a whale gun. It's like, only in toku.
Yeah. The Earth, like, decided to help this whale dude by making a gun that was, like, shaped like him.
And I like when the whale guy shows up and he's like, I'm all of your ancestor. It just leads me to believe that just whales created whales. All other species.
All the humans stem from whales instead of, like, all humans stem from monkeys.
Pretty much.
All humans stem from whales.
Planet of the whales. But, yeah, that was a thing. I like that it kind of established the whale powers more clearly as like a separate ranger power compared to Gorilla's, because it actually was separate at one point, even though it's going to red. Yeah, I feel like this is... Oh, sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just saying, because...
I was steamrolling.
Because Red has the thing, like, he lifts the mask up and he turns into the gorilla and stuff, and it makes it feel like they're connected.
Yeah.
Whereas, like you said, whales are a completely different set of powers that come from the gun instead of just, like, him.
Yeah.
So it kind of circumvents the whole, like, he needs to have that power transferred to him.
Yeah.
Because, at least right now, with the one episode half that we've seen, it kind of implies that, like, anyone could use it, I guess? I don't know. I mean, I guess that could change in the next episode, but that's kind of, like, what it feels like right now.
Yeah. And I was thinking about it, I do like that it's an innovative concept of having the Red Ranger have basically Kamen Rider-esque form changes. For Sentai, at least, it's an innovative concept. Like, instead of, like, a power-up. As much as I like to see other Rangers. But I was thinking, like, this is basically a cost-effective way to have other Rangers, but not having to hire any other actors.
Mm-hmm.
I never thought about it that way. Like, I hope when we get it, if we get it, if Chip decides it's okay, that, like, we have other Rangers, just because I like the idea of us doing things differently, and I like having just more Rangers. I don't know, I don't think Gorilla would be a separate Ranger,
But like Whale, I think it would be cool to make some sort of mythology about Gorilla previously being a previous Ranger, but that's getting into fanficky stuff. But but I don't know. I just like that it was established as like a full-on, like almost the original Geodude, basically. I thought that was kind of cool. As vague as some things are left.
I think another interesting thing is, I don't know if they're actually going to do this or not, but the fact that like the Whale dude transformed into like the first Geodude and he was a red whale, I guess theoretically, couldn't like Leo use it and turn into a red whale too?
Probably. Maybe? So I like, can't imagine they would come up with like a yellow whale suit just for that purpose. I guess it would be easy to do because they could just recolor it.
Well, yeah. So it's like a team power up, but just everyone turns into a red whale.
It could be done because honestly, I didn't think that they were going to use Chozetsu on anybody else.
Yeah.
Like, they were kind of vague about it in the scans, but given that we only got the design for Akininja, and so I honestly didn't expect them to do it, and not only didn't I expect them not to do it, but I didn't expect them to just put the red armor on them. Like, I thought they would recolor the rest of it, so anything's possible.
No, they didn't Shogun that, they just pasted the red armor.
Yeah, like, it's like, we at least had the courtesy to Photoshop it. But so I think anything's possible. It's hard to tell because it was kind of vague with Chozetsu at the beginning, and I didn't expect them to go the way they did. I'm still slightly disappointed that they didn't have alternate forms for everybody because it looks like everyone's helmet lifts up, and that would have been cool. Like, it makes sense in the mythology the way red functions differently being a human, but it would have been a really cool idea. But yeah, bottom line is whales, man. Just save them. Because, like, you know, who's Dory going to talk to? But what else? You know, I really do like the Gokaiger cast, so it was nice to see, like, Marvelous again. And I miss having, like, a badass red. Like, Yamato's not annoying, but, like, I just kind of miss that because it's kind of a rare thing in Sentai. Because we almost always have, like, the obnoxious, like, pressing an air horn in your face character. Because that's, like, apparently, like, Japan's lead role model. and, like, I loved the Gokaiger score, so hearing that, like, signature Gokaiger music when the other four showed up was pretty awesome.
That was so good.
Yeah, I loved that moment. And, oh, my favorite part probably is Don's fighting style. Like, it's just, I love little things like that. Like, especially him, because he was so unique. He would take such interesting use of the environment. Like, I'll never forget him, like, putting the grass in his belt, trying to camouflage. And so, like, stuff like that made me happy.
He was the fucking little cart.
Yeah, like, it was great. So, yeah, and...
And his little haphazard shooting style. He just kind of waves the guns around.
He just kind of, like, bang, 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 bang. You're dead. So yeah, that was fun. There was lots of little nice moments in it, and it was nice to kind of enjoy an episode.
I also like when he turned into Tokyu Yongo. Like, the hammer made him fall back a little bit.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, Don.
Classic Don. Like, that was one of my favorite little things in Gokaiger, so it was nice to see that again. And I know everyone's, like, you know, circle-jerking over the Gokai changes, but, like, honestly, I would be pretty excited to see some potential gender swapping. As I thought of and was also pointed out on Twitter, Tokyo ones wouldn't be very interesting, given they actually did that.
Yeah.
But, like, there's certain ones that... I suppose before Gokaiger, there was various suits I never really thought about seeing as female or male, but, like, seeing, like, a male... Kyoryu Pink and a male, like, Yellow Buster just seems really interestingly odd to me.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe it wouldn't seem as odd if those series had aired when Gokaiger was happening, but, like, just now, because it's been so long without that concept, like, those are the types of Gokai changes I like seeing. Like, other than, like, people that just like the toys, I don't get the excitement of seeing the Gokai changes, other than little things like, hey, Don's gonna be funny in this suit, but it's just kind of funny, like, oh man, it's the same suit as usual. It's kind of like when people get mad that I don't bring in all the figure arts in a review and stand them next to each other. I'm like, you can just, like, blink and picture that. Like, it's going to look the same. But like that little nitpicking aside, it was a fun episode. I liked it.
Everyone keeps talking about wanting to see a male Shiro ninja suit, and I keep picturing that, and it's kind of hysterical to me.
See, I want to see that too.
All I can picture is like Fuka being so small.
Yeah,
and I just picture like Joe or someone being a male Shiro ninja and like just being tall and bulky.
Like, see, like that's the stuff. It's just weird. There's certain ones that it's just kind of not impossible to picture, but just very interesting and strange to picture. So I would love to see that. Like, we haven't seen any stills or anything, but there would be nice to get a little bit of a surprise next week in terms of that.
Everyone's like, quick, do a Gokaiger V cinema while everyone's still together and in the mood.
Before Guy goes even further down the rabbit hole of apparently, like, dipping his hair in peroxide. Like, okay, what happened? Like, the main concern about that isn't even how weird it looks compared to the way he used to, but it's the fact that they put, like, obvious wigs on, like, Joe and stuff, but they won't... But he's fine. Like, they didn't fix him. Like, do they think kids aren't that dumb that if Joe has, like, a normal, like, short haircut, they're gonna be like, who is that? Who's that stranger? Like, they're calling him Joe and he's wearing the same clothes and transforming into the same ranger, but it's not him. His hair's not even long. I need to go back to therapy. Translates that to Japanese. Just like, that's basically it, really. But... like, I just think that's funny that, like, they go out of their way to make everyone else consistent, but they just let Guy go off the deep end.
Yeah, I don't know. I really have no idea.
I like how it's kind of obvious, too, that they only had enough budget to hire all the actors back for the 2000s episode, since only Marvelous appeared in suit, or out of suit, for this one. They Tommy'd the rest of them.
And Guy.
Oh, sure, that's right, yeah, because he did his whole begging thing.
He was begging to the little kids.
Yeah, the little back of the Tokijers' heads because they keep aging, so they can't hire him anymore. Although, you know what? In real time, it would make sense for them to get older.
Yeah.
I guess it would just cost them.
I'm not even sure if they were the same kids.
Well, I don't think it was the same kids. That's why I was saying like they only showed the back of them.
Yeah.
But I was thinking, like, they probably did that because they're aging, but I'm like, but then they're going to age in real time, so they could still use them for whatever purposes, whether it be this or whatever else.
They probably just didn't want to bring them back. They probably just picked, like, five kids from staff.
Yeah.
They picked, like, five staff kids, put them in the proper wigs and clothes, and was like, hey, here.
That's probably what they did. Like, that's probably the reason.
This dude's going to beg at you to give him your keys.
Okay. What do we get paid? Ice cream? All right. No, I don't want ice cream. I want bean paste. Hashtag Japan. Bean place favorite ice cream. Bean placed. Wow. I am a good talker.
Bean place. It's like Park Place, but just filled with
beans. I'm trying to think if there was anything else. I don't think so. Bungle wasn't revealed to be a Zangak. He's just kind of a dick looking for a whale. You know how it is. Moby Dick and all that. I don't know. Yeah, there wasn't much else that I can think of.
No, it was really, it was fun to enjoy Geoger.
Yeah.
Like, not that I like ever hate Geoger. It's just it was nice to actually have like a plot moment.
Yeah.
Plus that mixed in with like the Gokaigers coming back, it was just an all around good time.
Yeah. And the worst part about it is that after next week's episode, we're probably going to go back to boring filler.
Probably.
We'll probably do...
But summertime's over, so...
I hope I'm wrong, but I'm going to predict that after this, we're going to get back to basically the same, like, boring filler until we get the bird stuff, and then we're just going to do boring filler until the end game.
Right.
I hope I'm wrong, but... That's what I'm thinking is going to happen, which is unfortunate. Because the Gokaigers can't be there to just kick you in the nards every time you're being boring and find your really obvious answers.
What do we do? Marvelous. Punch. Here. Here's your next toy.
I love when the Gokaijus made fun of the Jūōjus. They're like, it's so obvious. They have the animals right on the chest. That was pretty funny. Could you be any more obvious?
I'm like, you realize you have, like, your version of a skull and crossbones on your chest, right? It's kind of obvious too, bro.
It's funny. But speaking of obvious, and I mean not obvious, Ghost?
I don't even want to talk about it.
Okay, so Dino Charge? I don't even want to talk about it. Pokemon! Just...
What is, like... I'm trying to remember what exactly happened in this episode. Oh, Makoto talked to himself a lot.
Yeah, and... at the grave of that dude. Dad. And Spectre caught him. Not Spectre. Necrom. Dude, are you talking to yourself? Yeah, but it's okay because he's real.
I like that one. The screen cap I did. He's like, what am I even doing? And I'm like, I wish I knew.
Oh, man.
I have no idea. We found out that Adele killed his dad because everything's connected.
Yeah. Let's just retcon anything else we knew before to make things matter now. Classic Toku. Like, I hate the concept of Takeru being so devoted to curing Adele, or saving Adele, curing him. Because...
For once, I was with Onari.
Well, I know, right? He was like, we should just kill him. He's a piece of shit. I'm like, fuck yeah, Onari, finally. Because it reminds me a lot of Forze, where it's like, the character's going so obviously against information, and it's not even necessarily about him deciding to save him as much as it is that there's so little pause that, like, a normal human would be, which is why, like, I liked Haruto so much right after Gentaro and all the Rose. Because, like, it just seemed like he weighed the decision like a human. And at a certain point, you're kind of risking the world, like, not the character of the world, but, like, the world and the innocent people's lives in service of saving this one evil person. And I feel like, especially not only after what he's done in general, but finding out that he killed his dad, there should have been more pause than sitting in an office chair quietly for 3 minutes and then deciding it was fine to save him. And
even Alan doesn't really want to save him.
Yeah, he's like, it's fine, don't even worry about it. Like, he's kind of a dick. So, like, that annoys me because of my general bitterness towards just the world in general. And it just makes the character seem so one note, like an NPC that reacts the same way no matter what happens. And it also just seems kind of boring considering we've saved Alon, and we've also not really saved him, but that other general dude that, like, Onari kind of befriended, whose name forget in the show.
Javert.
Yeah, like...
He was wandering around, like, either in this episode or last episode. I don't remember which one it was.
Yeah.
He was just wandering around. I'm like, oh shit, you're alive. I forgot.
So we already had, like, two of those. Arguably three if you count their sister, who's not really evil. So it's like, if you're just going around saving the whole family, it's just kind of boring. You gotta kill one of them. I mean, if it was clear that the Ganma were ghosts, you're not even really killing anybody, but apparently they're just all eyeballs or something. I don't remember what our investigation was about. But, yeah, so that annoys me. I'm still confused as to the point of the two Makotos, unless they go with my theory of fake Makoto being real Makoto, but this week they both had emotions, I guess?
Yeah, because the fake Makoto is turning into a real boy.
Yeah, because, like, he showed up to the meeting and he's like, oh man, camaraderie.
And then, like, they fought. Feelings, what are these?
And then they fought each other and, like, not even the fake Spectre can get it up to use the original suit anymore.
The fake one was like, fuck this noise, dive too deep.
No one uses their original suits in this show but Necrom. Necrom sheds
tears. He doesn't even have a choice.
But sometimes he uses his monkey form with a new handgun where you can put an eyeball in its palm. So, wait, I'm trying to remember how it resolved, because I remember them fighting. Oh, yeah, one of them walked away. Because he was like, Makoto! And then, like, the other one, like, looked at him and walked away. Classic Choku. Okay, and this was honestly, it really did feel like, it felt like a setup episode, but I don't know what it's setting up for. Because it was kind of, it's like all the things I'm trying to say, it's like it was a quieter episode, but the other episodes have not really been like, oh man, this is a huge event. It was just kind of messy, but I felt like more was happening, but this one felt just kind of like quieter. There was a lot more talking. It seemed like it was setting up, but I'm like, I'm not exactly sure what we're going into.
I wish I knew.
Yeah, like, I know that apparently we're supposed to get a little bit more backstory to the Gun World next week, 48 episodes in, so pretty early.
They only have, like, two more episodes of plot left.
Yeah.
Because 50's... So, and that's actually a big if. Like, I think that's right. I think the final episode with, like, Exaid and stuff is, I think that's just going to be a one-shot episode.
It'll probably be epilogue, like Drive.
Two-part it.
Yeah, it'll probably be like Drives, where it's like post-series stuff.
So yeah, they got two episodes of plot left. So we'll see what happens. Right now my bet's still on either Adele getting redeemed, and then they have to fight like the Gon...
Gon-misers?
Whatever that Gon-misers thing is.
Mr. Snow.
Whatever the thing was in the scans that we looked at last week. Or that, like, is Adele and he gets taken over. I don't know. Either route, I suppose, but... Unless that's what they fight in the final. I don't know. I don't really care.
Like, it's funny that it's taken so many weird turns and confusing, vague turns that I don't even remember what I'm waiting to be answered. Like,
I don't either. All I really want to know is what the deal's with the two Makotos.
Yeah, like, that's it. You have that, basically, like, are we going to stop Adele, and is Takeru going to be a full human again, which I really don't even care. But he obviously has to be, because he has to, you know, give his X8 seal of approval and inevitably appear in the next team-up movie.
Yeah.
And possibly God even knows what they're going to do for their V-cinemas.
Necrom will get a power-up of some sort.
And Grandpa got to use one of the coolest suits and make a complete idiot out of himself and basically do, like, a hula dance in it.
Yeah, I know. I don't understand the point of that. Other than to show the Dark Ghost suit in the series, I don't understand the point. Like, why he had to transform to try to get the thing open.
It was so, like... Not that I was expecting anything exciting, but, like, underwhelming and dumb, because, like... For us, we can't see the movie because weird DVDs prevent us from seeing it for over a year. But, like, if you were just in Japan and you couldn't see it for whatever reason, it's just like, all of a sudden he's like, hey, look, a driver. I'm going to transform for 4 seconds and dance in front of it.
Who's dancing?
I don't know his name. Old guy.
Old guy.
And Ghost. Old guy and Ghost that turned into Dark Ghost in this episode.
Oh, like, you're already on Ghost?
Yeah, he was like, oh, hukilao, and then... The portal opened, and Alan's like, hey, I'm still wearing the same poncho. Poncho!
I still don't know what's happening in this show. I don't...
Neither do we.
Like... I don't know anymore. Like,
And they were able to get the portal open this week because they touched it from both ends. And what was the reason that they couldn't open it last week?
Because the other end wasn't being touched.
Oh, okay. Science.
Yeah, you gotta touch it in the front and the back. If you didn't touch it in the butt before, so it wouldn't open.
Yeah.
Right.
They were only touching the pee-pee. They weren't touching the asshole either.
I should have looked up the double penetration part of my science books. That would have explained, like, double penetration is right next to paranormal portals. It's like. Too far. I don't know why, but the DP thing is making me think of how hilarious. I don't know why the DG on the Dark Ghost icon. I don't know why, because it just seems like it's some sort of like rapper insignia or something. It's like an eye away from being a Diggle icon. I don't.
It's the best icon.
Dig too deep.
I can't even.
Classic Diggle.
All I know is they've got two episodes of plot left, and I don't understand anything.
They have two episodes left to explain things. I'm not even sure what I'm waiting for the explanation on, other than the two Makotos.
Yeah, and then, like, they both started acting the same. I was like, wait, which one of you is which? I don't know now. I can't figure this out. God damn it.
The one with the group is the fake one right now.
Like, I finally figured that out at the end. Like, it was... They're, like, all on top of each other, and I'm like, wait, I don't know who is who. Can somebody, like, tie, like, a little bandana around their arm or something, and we do something to figure out who you are? Can we mark an F on the fake one? I don't care.
Just like when Michael couldn't tell those two Asian girls apart at that office party, and he marked them with the Sharpie. It's funny, though, because I don't think it was his original intention to, like, be an imposter, impersonate him in the group, but it is kind of funny to think about that it took him, like, weeks to realize the best way to infiltrate the group was to stop wearing the dictator outfit. Like, how come I don't believe it's not me? I mean, I'm wearing the Hitler outfit. I got the mustache. I said Hail Hydra like 5 times. How do they not believe it's the real Makoto? Oh, maybe if I wear his tight leather jacket. It's basically just like a blue version of Axel's suit. It's perfect. He's got the same... He's like the same person. He's like the same haircut and everything. Is he gonna have, like, just a randomly pointless appearance in a V-cinema later?
Probably.
Like, this week is just so full of insanity. Like, Ghost continues to just go around in circles and not make any sense. Jiroja gave us more plot in one episode than we had in, like, 5 weeks.
like we were saying before you got here, like, Marvelous just punched his way through the link queue and discovered plot for the show.
Like, seriously, I'm like, why did they not just see this glowing thing inside of it before? They were literally on... The Tusk was literally on top of it. I don't understand.
Maybe they're all colorblind because they're animals? Is that only applied to dogs? I don't know science. We already established this for double penetration discussion.
I don't know. I was so confused. I mean, I like the whole, you know, like the thing was kind of neat with the whale. Granted, there's no explanation on why the first cube animal that showed up was number 10, but...
Animals count different. 10, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 11.
Like,
they don't even get DERF.
Like, I'm not sure how that works, but I guess we're just ignoring that entire fact. Like, just play along with it. It's okay. Like, oh, all right. I guess we'll just put it out of our head. Like,
all right, y'all keep talking. I'll be right back.
Why the whale? Like, just is, I'm gonna stand up to this dude who is probably, if I had to guess, got some relation to Bangray. Which, by the way, I was like, hey. Let me go watch the... Because TV Nihon put their version of the episode out this evening. I was like, well, let me go download it. I want to see the little graphic for, like, you know, when they do the different Gokai changes for Go Buster through Ninja. And I'm scrolling through the episode, and, like, I know they call it... What is it, like, they call them Bungley or Banglay or whatever the hell they spell it in the overtime subs. It looked, if I read it correctly, they literally wrote Bang Ray.
Bang as his Ray? Name. Like Ray Palmer?
Well, like, I think like Bang Ray, like Ray from Star Wars. Like.
Oh, like that Ray. Okay, not Ray Palmer, like Ray, whatever the fuck her last name is going to be.
Well, we don't know because she doesn't have a fucking last name. But, like, yeah, it. Let me see if I can find it. Like, I'm pretty sure that's what I read. Like, I was going pretty fast, but yeah, I'm looking at it. Stop it, Bang Ray. Let me open this in a different kind of thing, so I can. I'm gonna screenshot this and I'm gonna send it to you all. It's at 4 minutes and 20 seconds. He says it. Let's see.
Screenshotted means you're in trouble.
That's right. This is something you're very familiar with. So let's see. Juwojer 28. This is very precise. Like, I mean, I liked all the stuff, and then the guy's hair is all fucked up. I don't know what the fuck he's doing.
We talked about that, about how, like, it doesn't make sense that they tried so hard to give everyone wigs that needed it, but, like, just let him do whatever he pleased. Like, is he just, like, a diva or something? Was he, like, crazy on set? Did he try to bite someone's ear off if they, like, gave him a wig? I don't know.
Okay, so that, and then this, and then now I want to send... Okay, now let me figure out how to... I haven't done this in a while, so let's see. Where's the button to show the chat? Okay, show chat. Where's the photo button?
It's like a little cartoon button. Or cartoon.
Like...
Not cartoon. Comic button.
I like how they just throw in little kid Tokugers. I don't even know if it was actually them. It was just five kids they just found. But you put these jackets on and nod your head. Like, I didn't look that closely. It was just like, here, kids. Put these jackets on. Nod your head. Like you know what you're doing.
Stop it. Bang Ray. It almost sounds like you want them to stop what he's doing and go bang Ray.
Like what?
Stop it. Bang Ray.
Like,
Ray! You know, it's a reference. Magi Ranger. Boom, nailed it. It's done.
Yeah, I normally have no real problems with TV Nihon subs. I enjoy the little graphics. But between the fact that they have that, and then they take the Juwojer name and they spell it with a J, even though everything that Bandai and Toei does spells it with a Z, just because they want to use it with its right, write it with a J. I'm like, why? Why are you doing this? Like, it's literally the, like, they did it with was it Yoko? It was something from GoBusters. I think it was Yoko's name. Like, they intentionally, everything, if you go to, like, the GoBusters website or look at anything where they write her name, they write it one way, and they intentionally added extra vowels into it with the, well, you can spell it however you want. Well, maybe you can, but this is how they wrote it.
It's the official spelling.
Like, why do you just add extra vowels in there because you're fucking bored? Like, I just don't get it. It's kind of aggravating, but I really enjoyed Bang Ray. I was like, what? Bang Ray.
I finally got to see it.
It's like, goddamn.
The boss is going to have an issue with this, if we're being honest.
I don't think Finn would enjoy that. You just, like, this alien dude banging Ray. I don't, like, what the hell? But, it's so stupid.
What the fuck?
I did enjoy, though, when Marvelous just beat the shit out of the Juwojers as their own animal.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I can lion better than you. Son of a bitch. I am a lion. And, although, I think the one thing that really pissed me off about the episode, because I actually really enjoyed this one more than the last few, what really pissed me off about it was Maseo, or whatever the fuck his name is, Misao, when he turns into Red Buster, or as some people like to say, Go Buster Red, because they're fucking retarded.
Guess who?
No, not a reputable Toku news site.
There's also some people that actually spells guy's name G-U-Y.
Dear Lord.
Thing, just saying.
Like, he's Guy Fieri? What are you doing?
From that same professional source.
I mean, I guess with the hair now, he might be Guy Fieri, but... Like, Guy Fieri before the hair gel.
He's
like,
just crewman number six!
Like, he's like, oh, he's got four changes, I've got three, I lose. It just, like, curls up in a ball, and there's, like, giant muscle suit Yamato, like, Maseo, not right now, please, like, stop, no, not, can you, just, we gotta fight. Like, stop.
That was when Marvelous just kicked him.
Like, I'm like, God damn it, he's doing it again. And, like, he didn't even have to fight Juo Gorilla, because after that, he's like, oh, Jetman, fly away. And Yamato's like, God fucking damn it, Maseo. You are useless.
I have to do this my damn self.
Like, flew away, beer in hand, all adult-like. Like, it really pisses me off that Juo of the World is a punchline. Like, son of a bitch.
For Marvelous, it was a kick line. Oh!
Well, I did appreciate that that Bang Ray here was gonna go sit down for some delicious curry, and Marvelous was like, fuck that noise. You're not allowed to have any food. You didn't pay for it. This bitch is going to go over here stealing people's shit. I'm a pirate. I take what I want. But, no. You didn't pay for that food. You're not eating that shit. Like, okay, Marvelous. I didn't realize that you were the food police.
Also, one thing that I forgot to say when we were talking about it earlier. Like, I like how there's, like, the Sentai versus Sentai thing. And it's like, oh, they're always fighting over a misunderstanding. This time they're just fighting because Marvelous really wanted that thing.
Like, there's normally fighting over a misunderstanding or that whole thing where, like, oh, I didn't know there were other people out here like us. Like, you know,
let's kill
them. Yeah, let's kill them. Like, but in this case, here you have the one group guaranteed to know that there are other Sentai groups out there because they've transformed into literally all of them. And so they're whole, like, fuck it. I want this thing that they have. I'm just going to kick their ass and take it. Which he does, by himself.
Marvelous is just like, guys, you got to stall them, because I really want this whale gun.
Like, I just like, oh, it's these guys. Okay, I know what's happening here. Let me just kick their ass and take it and walk away. It'll be cool. Like, and they actually... translates it a little differently when they meet the other four, because he think there was something to the effect of like, oh, they must be friends of that space pirate. Look, they're with Navi or something like that, which is like, well, they all look the same, so clearly they must be together. Like, the way TV Nihon did it is like, oh look, it's something to the effect of, oh look, there's more space pirates. See, Navi's with them. They must be dicks or something, you know. Something like
dicks.
That. I forgot what it said, but something to the effect of, look, they're with Navi. They must be, you know, assholes too, because they're all space pirates. Like, it... I don't know. It was just weird. It's fucking... They just show up. Guess we gotta kick these guys' ass. Okay. Proceeds to kick their ass. Like, God damn it, Jewel. You really didn't stand a chance.
Ugh. They even use Super Dino Mode.
Yeah. They even made their nipples glow.
I don't remember that.
I noticed that when I was watching it. Like, I don't really pay attention to some things, but when they every time they went, like, they're like, Yase Kai Ho, and their nipples glow when they...
Yeah, that's true.
Like, I you know, all kind of things happen in my house, but no one's nipples ever glow. I'm still trying to figure out how to make that happen.
Christmas lights?
I don't think I'm allowed to put Christmas lights there. I might get in trouble. Kevin, why are you wrapping me in Christmas lights? So your nipples will glow, honey.
You know how it is.
You must be like the characters in my show. We're not doing that. That's not happening. Like, okay. Dear Lord. But yeah, that was that. I guess if we watched the ghost movie, we'd I like to just randomly change topics. If we watched the ghost movie, we'll understand why Grandpa magically has the fucking ghost driver and dark ghost icon.
Alan's brother dropped it on the way to dying?
He just shows up. I'll take this back, thank you.
I like that phrase. He dropped on the way to dying.
Like, you know how it is.
Like, people...
We'll find out in a couple months.
I feel like it's the opposite of, like, they take the Bujin Gaim, the Blood Orange lock seed, and then never see it again. Like... Like, oh, we'll just take this from the dead guy and, like, oh, lock it away in a drawer somewhere, never to be used. Dear Lord.
So now it's time for Dino Charge Discussion with Shuki.
Bleh. It was a bleh at the show, not at you, Brian.
Did I miss any news? Were there any news to talk about this week that I missed?
Literally just the Ranger Key tees.
Just the keys that we don't know what they are yet. That was it.
I want them. I want them right now, Toei.
I don't know what they are, but I want them.
I don't know what they are, but I want them. I kind of feel a little bit more vindicated, I guess, about buying like the Tokyuger keys and Kyoryuger keys now that they're in show items and GoBuster keys. Look, they actually use them.
That's
Fuck
what you
y'all.
Needed for the validation.
I needed validation from them spending hundreds of dollars on Ranger keys. They were used for 30 seconds in an episode. Therefore, purchase well spent.
Worth it.
It's totally worth it.
Alright, so this was... Was it Love at First Sight? Was that what it was called? I guess.
Like,
I don't know.
Barf at First Sight.
It's like episode 10 or something. 11.
It was 11, I think, yeah.
11.
15.
I'm
going to watch
the
Pokemon trailer with sound this time while you talk about nonsense.
Got it.
I'll have more fun than you.
Probably. The main story of the episode was pretty garbage. It was nice to see Kaylee again, because she was pretty.
Yeah, that was the best part, because she is pretty.
She's a vampire. She's a vampire now. She's really mad at Klaus.
They got in contact with Silver for approximately 10 seconds.
And then she died.
Gotta come save me. Silver.
I need your help to come back to
Jimmy?
Earth.
Neutron. I think that was Cindy.
It was kind of one of those. I didn't really like the Kyoryuger episode, so I absolutely didn't like this.
This is one of those ones where I don't understand where, since we're not. We don't have to do an episode for every Kyoryuger episode, or we're not like contractually obligated to use every suit. That they like took a look at the rogues gallery of Kyoryuger villains and thought, that's the one. We're doing an episode about that one. Like, if before this happened, if you were to like hand me an assortment of Kyoryuger monsters and you said like which ones wouldn't they probably use, I would pick this one. Honestly, I mean, given how Dino Charge has been. I'm not surprised, but just based on a human logic level, I'm surprised. Because there's so much more you could have done. You could have done so much.
Let's use the ugly Vivix.
Yeah, it's just... And especially, like, this will be a perfect monster for the in-game area. You know, like, that last quarter of the series when things are supposed to get serious. Let's have a 1930s villain swap. Hello, my fellow youth. I'm a Vivix, see?
What? Wait, why are we mobsters?
Why don't you turn around, I can see that caboose.
Why are we mobsters from the Prohibition era? What is happening?
Monster sounded like.
It is.
Yeah, see? Get him, Muggsy. Like,
I mean, she's kind of like the perfect like match
for Bugs Bunny shows up. Like
voice that's just the child voice from every toy ever. Like, but... It was, yeah.
Oh, son of a bitch. Yeah, I got nothing.
And poor Hat, Chase, he didn't even get his, like, signature, like, oh, I'm revealed to be a Ranger solo moment, because they refused to do solo morphs in Dino Charge. Like, Shane got it to himself, Alyssa got to have her signature style notice, but he's like, right before he gets to morph and reveal himself to Kaylee unknowingly, everybody else shows up, hey Chase, what are you doing? It's like, fucking hell. Just go home. Tyler rushing in, Dad! Like, god damn it, you guys. We do caveman morph. This is supposed to be my moment. This is why we get the extra money from New Zealand, and you can't even let me have this?
I am the reason more fun you guys get paid more.
Can't you see the hat at Mrs. Nesbitt? And if I remember right, we also had a really awkward Megazord, like, lineup because of footage. It was like, Hey, gold and pink go over here because, yes... We like to mix it up.
That sounds kinky.
Gold and pink go over here because yes. Oh, Sentai.
I'd do some kinky swapping.
Zord swap is going to be the third spinoff. There was wife swap, celebrity wife swap, and then Zord swap. It's actually just Zord builder.
I don't
that's no fun. It makes the toys worse.
Anyone else got anything else? No.
No, it's just
touching my penis.
I didn't like it. It was other than Kaylee being there, it was probably one of my least favorite episodes in both seasons.
No one ever says that they liked Kaylee being there.
And not that Kaylee, the good Kaylee. And It especially does feel awkward, like, being smushed in the middle of plot and basically just having the last minutes of it being related to it. So, yeah, it was pretty bad. Really, when we think about it. We don't even have to think about it. It was just bad.
All done?
Yep. Oh, Brian!
What the fuck? Where'd he go?
Sorry. Didn't know if he could hear us over there.
In a faraway land. It's time for Rambo time!
Yeah! Brian's in the land without magic, apparently.
Brian, where are you?
Bedroom.
Why?
Brian, no time for sleeping?
It's not time to go bang cat. That's later when no one's around for us to hear it.
Lord. Too far!
Put your pants back on, Brian. The show's not over yet.
The show must... Go on. Too far. Toku reference. I'm ashamed of myself.
Ranger Operator Series Blue.
I'm Scottish.
Brian's on a delay. He's in the other room.
You guys can talk.
Hashtag Scottish bedroom shenanigans.
Does that mean Brian wears like a kilt to bed? Like, what is that?
You know how it is. That didn't work. That was a choice.
So, okay. This week, Ash rematched,
Waldorf, whatever his name is.
Wolfric.
There we go, that's right.
And, I couldn't think of it either. Ash battled Wolfric and got his, 8th badge. Whatever the fuck number we're on. That happened, and, yeah. I mean, it was a thrilling battle that involved the Bergmite this time around, and Pikachu.
Made it so different. Well, I think, like, it kind of ties into what I meant last week, is not that either this week's or last week's, or I mean the last battle was not entertaining, but it just was kind of funny to me, because usually when Ash loses, it's like for a very specific reason, and not like I was focusing too much on Ash Greninja and winning reason, it's always like a very specific tactic or weakness that he has, and then he, like, trains that, and then the follow-up battle, like, highlights, hey, I learned to do this, or, hey, counter shield, and this one was literally just, I lost, took a spirit walk, came back, and won.
Yeah, this is, I learned to stop focusing on making Greninja's, you know, fashion choices more like mine.
Like it's kind of like a representation of when I'm playing like a fighting game or any kind of game where there's fancy moves, and I'm fighting like generic grunts, and I think I'm all fancy, and I get to a boss battle and try to pull off those moves and keep dying, and I just like have to not try to be fancy and just fight normal.
Fancy man, fancy man.
You know how it is.
Like, it's funny because I'm watching it, and my wife came over to me and she goes, "You watched this episode already?" I'm like, "No."
This one has a Bergmite, idiot. We're
getting into this is the rematch. He wins this time.
This one has a Bergmite.
Why did I even marry you?
Oops.
At first I thought you said oops.
Which is apparently not an appropriate answer to give. But, like, it's just funny, like, yeah, this looks exactly the same as last time. He still makes stupid Pokemon team choices. He still is stupid because he's Ash. Like, I can't control that. Like, he's really retarded. I really can't wait till we get done with Bonnie. Everything about Bonnie pisses me off. Like, goddamn it.
Bonnie's so well done.
So well
done. I'd like to be well done from being put in an oven. Secret, oh, Bonnie's Jewish.
Ultimate spider monk.
Brian's like, edit point.
Man, I don't know why she came.
Man, I have 11 videos to edit. This is the least of my concerns.
A Holocaust joke is the least of my concerns.
The dead Trini jokes make it through. The Holocaust joke just gonna keep on sailing through.
Well, I mean, I have said some downright disgusting things about Trini over the years, and it was a joke about PMC's marketing that got me in trouble. I mean, I still find that hilarious. Like, I've said some pretty controversial things that I would say, okay, that's worthy of screen capping, but it's me saying their marketing was douchey that caused an uproar. Like, I had to actively stop myself from making jokes about her haunting us this year during the thing, and so it's like, I was like, that'll probably get screen capped, given I'm under some sort of watch now, or I'm just, like, screen capped every other day.
Dawson's on a PR terrorist watch list.
Like, I have to go door-to-door, like, to people's Twitter accounts and let them know, like, hey.
Hey, I say offensive things.
It's a thing. You know how it is.
I might say things that hurt or offend you. I can't help it, because I'm a douchebag. Just...
There's a reason MASH... I was going to say, there's a reason Matt called me Dushemrider and then left, leaving the nickname forever, disappearing into the ether.
There's a reason Matt Mullins wouldn't find us.
I'm still convinced he was an apparition. We never did find him. I'm still looking.
I don't think he's real. I think he's just a figment of our imagination. A figment of our imagination invented by Keith Justice.
Hashtag Bleeth Bustus.
So as promised last week, we had Pokemon news today.
And insider info, we're recording a day early, so if we get any surprise info, please send your thank you notes to our fictional address, some Twitter. You know how it is.
Did we have Alolan Rattata the last time we recorded?
Yeah, we did. You weren't here.
I was dead.
You were stuck in a time warp. Anybody else remember the Time Warp Trio books?
I don't know what you're talking about.
All right. Only me then.
Only you can prevent forest fires, which I think is a lie, personally, but I don't think Dawson can prevent forest fires.
No, I would just run screaming, fuck you, squirrels!
Fuck you, plays with squirrels. But yeah, so last time Snorlax got its own Z move and Rattata was a Alolan, and that was awesome. Now we got to see his fat friend Fat Raticate.
Fat Kate.
Faticate is so Faticate is basically Ratatouille.
I'm gonna make it up for you, Calvifies. I don't know what this voice is. I'm just breathing out.
So come to me on this the day
the of mafia. My
just come to me on this the day my daughter is to be married.
He's basically the rat from Zootopia, but with more like eating habits.
But like, if you read it, he's basically the rat from Ratatouille.
Yeah, basically. Like, he's got like, really good taste buds, and
He only enjoys fine dining. I'm like, oh, okay, I get where this is going. Like, I even wrote, like, a certain restaurant. I'm like, okay, this I know what we're restaurant. Doing here. Like, this is just fucking stupid, but okay, I got it. So, and then in addition to that, we got this dragon with a heart on its head.
He literally has a lot of heart.
Like, they're not shy about just throwing any kind of, like, naming rules out the window. Because we already got, you know, Tapu Koko, whose name is two words. This dude's got a fucking hyphen in his name. Jangmo-o?
Don't even ask me how to say it, because I have no fucking idea.
He apparently is 50 Cent because he has the ability Bulletproof.
Straight out of Comp.
He also has the ability Soundproof.
Just like 50 Cent?
Just like... so that's the thing that happened. Then the trailer started off with this, like, Chimera-type Pokemon. It's like a normal type called Type Null.
He was made by the Dread Doctors. It's a thing.
Like, that's his name, is the word Type, colon, and then Null. So, like, I don't know...
They're like... getting all experimental with their Pokemon names.
Whoa. Pokemon's bringing colons? Generation 7 in the house.
I loved the smell of his colon.
Colons, hyphens, two words. The fuck is this shit?
Like, it's
Mr. Mime all over again.
What I would like to know is, so what, this begs the question that we've asked a long time, is which came first, the way they talk or their name? Like, does Pikachu say Pikachu because that's how he talks, or because we call him Pikachu, therefore it's all he can say? So, like, with this the creation thing say Null? Would it say Type Null? Or is it probably just going to be like, rawr?
It's probably just going to go, rawr.
Like, or some other type of, like, growl or funked up noise. I'm thinking it's going to do the growl or funked up noise because it's easier.
It'll probably end up being a movie and be one of the Pokemon that has a human voice for some reason.
Yeah, that's also an option that... I didn't think of movie, but I did think of the whole, oh, well, here's a reason why it can just talk normal, because we said so. It saves us the trouble of having to figure out how to make it just say, you know, Jirachi for an hour and a half or whatever, be a character. So that happens. So that's a third Pokemon thing that or whatever that was revealed. Faticate here is apparently the totem in Moon instead of Gumshoes. So, like, Gumshoes is a totem in Sun, Faticate is in Moon, and the games are 12 hours apart.
Yeah, I think that's really
because
interesting
reasons.
Because, like,
reasons. I don't...
in Sun, you'll be playing, like, during the day, and it'll be daytime. But in Moon, if you're playing during the day, it's nighttime. And if you play at night, it's daytime.
Timey-wimey.
It's like, just going to really fuck me up. Like, I...
Especially since he plays them both at once.
Exactly. Like,
well, no, but that's just... Come up in real life. Is it day or night? Day or night? Like, just crawls up in a ball like Miss Al.
Well, not only that, but, like for example, I'm clearing out everything on 5th gen right now, and I finally got an Oval Stone on white so I could go evolve Hapini. Well, you can only evolve it into Chansey during the day. Now if I have to try and think like this is going to really fuck me up. Like, okay, it's 5 in the afternoon. Oh, wait, no, I'm sorry. On this game, it's 5 in the fuck morning. Like, it's just going to make my brain hurt. I can't.
They want the moon players to experience the moon, and they want the sun players to experience the sun.
Taste Look, the power I don't want to ever sun. Experience the sun. Okay, that's why I don't go outside. I don't want to experience the sun. I play Pokemon Go from my car. There's air conditioning in there.
That's why I'm playing Moon. I don't want to experience the sun. And one thing that I didn't really mention when we were talking about type Null, that's, God, I'm just going to be weird, is, like, he was made to combat, like, and hunt, like, legendaries or whatever.
Yeah. And
Chris pointed out that, like, he kind of doesn't really resemble Arceus, but...
Chris Hardwick.
I mean,
just case
they're both, like, horse-esque things. And the thing he has on his neck kind of looks like Arceus's ring thing.
Arceus's cock ring.
Whatever you want to call that. His big belly ring. I don't know what you want to call it.
Arceus's cock ring, yeah. I can see that. Also, his ability is battle armor or whatever that is. I don't know. What is battle armor?
It's pretty self-explanatory. It's armor used in battle.
I always got multi-type.
Nicest one.
Well, I know Arceus has multi-type.
I think, doesn't type Null have multi-type?
Gen 4 confirmed.
No, type Null has battle armor. Says this Pokemon is protected against critical hits. I don't say anything about multi-type.
Fine.
But, anyway, so yeah, so that's a thing. Like, that's, so we already had, like, Magearna, which is man-made. This, I guess, is also man-made. I'm surprised that they haven't done something with Porygon throwing in here, just simply because Porygon was always told to be, said to be, like, man-made. I don't understand why. I like how it was, which is just occurring to me, because, like, there's this big deal made when they revealed Magearna, or as they said it at Nationals, or at Nash Worlds, or whatever it was, Magearna, or Magearna. Like, they couldn't fucking figure out how to say that thing properly. That really pissed me off. Like, oh look, it's man-made. So is Porygon. Porygon's a computer program that, like, right? Am I missing something? Why was... Why is it such a big deal? I don't get it. I also can't figure out why those assholes couldn't say Magearna correctly. I don't...
Magearna.
Magearna.
Sit here texting Brian, how would you say this? Because I'm about to cut both these motherfuckers. Both fucking saying it wrong.
Magearna.
Like...
Don't forget about Daydean.
God damn it. And then there's some kind of a side quest or something, mini game, I don't know what it would be, where you go around collecting Zygarde cores and cells into the Zygarde cube, which is this nifty little item.
Cube of Zygarde.
Right? I want a cube of Zygarde. Like, it's the next cube animal. It's the next, like, weapon cube. It's just Zygarde.
It's a task given to you by the Sycamore's assistants from X and Y.
Is it?
Yeah.
I didn't even notice that.
The more you know.
The more you... I think Brian's making that up.
No. It says it right on the fucking website. Dexio and Cena will show up as you progress through your adventure. These two appeared in Pokemon X and Pokemon Y as the professor's assistants.
What the fuck are you reading? What website are you on?
Pokemon-sunmoon.com.
Well, kiss my dick.
The main Pokemon website.
Pokemon-sunmoon.com. I will murder you, Brian.
What did I do?
You know what you did.
How dare you be informed?
Exactly. Let's see. All right. Let's see. Don't talk to me. I will figure it out on my own. I'm a grown up. A pair of trainers investigating Zygarde. Dexio and Sina? Sinner? Well, we'll show up as you progress through your adventure. These two appeared as the professor's assistants. What are they doing? Are they on vacation? What the fuck?
Maybe. I want his executor shirt, though.
Why are we... Oh, that's funny. Why are we investigating Zygarde in the Alola region? I'm really confused.
Because he went on vacation.
I guess because we couldn't fit it into the Kalos region, so we just had to...
We gotta do it here.
Clearly. But the Zygarde cube looks really cool. I like it. I think it's a neat-looking item. And I kind of want one. I have a problem. Then they also have the Aether Foundation that works in the Alola region, and they shelter Pokemon that have been targeted by what's the name? Team Skull.
Skull.
And they're like, we're going to keep them. We're just going to keep them here and protect them. Oh, okay.
They're evil. You can already tell. They're shady as fuck.
They got, like, their president, Lusamine, and then this old
his president's name is Lusamine. How is that not evil? It's, like, just one step away from Lucifer.
And then there's this old dude, Faba. And this chick with glasses, like, Wiki.
Barb. Her name is Barb. She's from Stranger Things.
And then they're employees, and they wear white.
They have stupid hats.
Or something.
It's the Society of Light from Season 2 of Yu-Gi-Oh! GX. Don't even worry about it. It's just a cult.
Oh, good. I was worried it was something, but that wasn't a cult. Well, now I know I can rest easy knowing they're in a cult.
I like how everyone automatically assumes that they're no good because they just look like they're no good.
They do, 100%
true.
I think that there's going to be, like, they'll present it as good and be evil alongside, not, like, working with him, but in addition to Skull, or we might find out Skull's actually not that bad and they're just shit pieces.
And, like, we'll talk about the ultimate beasts in a minute, but I was like, they're probably all ultimate beasts in disguise. Look at Lusamine. That's not even real hair. Like, they zoomed in on it. It's like, that's not human hair. Hair don't do that. Like, okay.
Hashtag hair physics.
But speaking of, there's this thing called Ultra Beasts. Because we needed creatures that weren't Pokemon in the Pokemon world.
Yeah, I don't know what's up with that.
This is like a first, though, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Huh?
Other than, I don't remember if there's ever been allusions to real animals in the games. I know that we saw fish, like, one time in the anime. I think, like, early on, but I don't remember if there's ever been allusions to, like, normal animals in the games, but, like, I wasn't expecting that. I still want to catch it.
And it looks a lot like Lily.
I saw people saying that, I'm like, wait a minute. Who's Lily? And I had to look it up.
Like, they got the same look.
They have the same
so everyone's app. Like, oh, it's Lily. Lily is UB01 in disguise.
What if it's like some sort of plot element of the Synchro Evolution? That's like the evil version of Synchro Evolution. Boom, nailed it. 7 out of 10.
Or just because they look alike.
Yeah, exactly. Boom, nailed it. See, that's why I gave myself a 7, just to be a little bit humble about it. I don't even know what I'm talking about at this point.
Okay. Sure, we'll go with that. Oh, the best news of the entire thing was that we could play Pokemon Snap.
They're like, you know what, let's just put full-on Pokemon Snap in the game. I don't even give a shit anymore. You know what, fuck it, put Charles A in there. Just whatever, it doesn't even matter. Pokemon Ranger, it's in there too.
Mystery Dungeon? Mystery Dungeon
fuck
in there.
Yeah. Just every Pokemon game. Hey, you Pikachu? Fuck yeah! It's called on me, we already did it!
So that's fun. I'm oddly looking forward to it, because Pokemon Snap was great.
It's a nice little surprise of something that I wouldn't have even thought, and like, if you were to have me write down the things, or like a wish list of things that I think they might announce, it's just like, kind of an out of left field type of deal. Mm-hmm. It kind of rhymed. I still want to see the middle evolution so I know if I'm going to be using an actual monster if I pick Popplio. That dart is a serial killer.
I forgot to mention it before because it just dawned on me that if you watch the... like they put up another, like, quote-unquote episode, so to speak, of, like, that little Japanese kid moving to Hawaii. The Japanese trailers.
Youth.
And in that trailer, you see Cutie Fly's evolution.
And it's so cute.
It's it just really a is. Slightly bigger Cutie Fly.
Basically. Hashtag booty fly. At least it's not like that one weird drawing that I assumed was Cutie Fly's evolution, which I was probably just wrong about.
Oh, the one with the weird, like, flower coming out of its lips?
Yeah. Unless that's the third one, and just all of a sudden gets Ugly Duckling. It's like an Ugly Duckling story in reverse.
Man, I'm on the Pokemon page, and you just click all, and it shows, like, all the newly revealed Pokemon. There's some weird-ass ones. It's fantastic.
It's so crazy and so different, and, like...
I think I saw earlier Punky? Punky Jungle. Poke Jungle tweeting that, like, in less than a week we'll have Coral leaks.
Yeah.
Probably. So that's good. Like, it's been pretty... a decent little, like, steady stream of information. Like, we had just Rattata by itself, which I think they should have just done Rattata and Raticate together and given us, like, someone else random in this one. But we had that, and, like, 5 days later we got this, and then, like, within less than a week after this we'll be getting Coral stuff, and I want to see them all, and, like, now I'm good. Like, I've waited enough. I'm ready. I know you've been training me for this moment, Game Freak, but I'm ready to see them all.
Yeah, because the Korokoro scans usually drop around, like, the 14th-ish, give or take, so we could have leaks by next podcast recording, so...
That'd be nice. Probably, mm-hmm. like, after, to be more accurate. It'll be, like, right after, like, the morning.
Probably.
You wake up after you record. Who knows, there'll probably be some sort of super special unexpected leak after this since we're recording early. You know how it is.
Seems fair. Oh yeah, there's that Team Skull guy too with the shaky hand.
Oh yeah, the guy that people were like, hey, he looks like Ankh.
Ankh.
I'm gonna call him that every time I mention him. Last 3 episodes.
Type null.
Like I said, at least it's not type ner.
Ner. Who's ner?
You're saying that even when you didn't even know what the word dad meant.
Ner. Anyway. I think that's it.
Do you guys want to talk about turtles at all while Kevin's like 45% power?
And that's pretty good, really. It's really the best we could ask for this time of the podcast.
We can talk about the ones that I watched already.
What are you up to?
Let's talk about the ones you didn't watch.
Oh, sweet! I was really hoping for that. Give me a second, I'll go find it and I'll tell you. Because I don't... I forgot how many
I've watched it is. I watched everything except the last one.
I watched... I think I have... I have two to watch, but I don't remember. Let's see. I watched...
Tell us!
I'm looking. Okay. Yeah, okay, so there's those two I didn't watch. So yeah, I watched two episodes. I have two left. Okay, I'm trying to the first one was where they came back and April became a full Kuno each.
The robot from LBX?
Yeah, something like
technically.
And so that was fun. And then, like, Karai's just there. I was like, okay, I guess we're doing this with Karai, and she's not gonna be evil. I don't know. She's not gonna be a snake. And
they got
like,
the
brainworm out. They got the brainworm out, and she's like, I can. And then she can, like, control her whole body to being. I couldn't remember what she did before. Was it just her head that she made her whole body, like, mutate just whenever the fuck she felt like it?
I don't know. It was so long since we watched Turtles
it's been so long since we watched it last, and even longer since Karai was there and doing things. I'm like, I don't even remember. But, so she can do that, and that was fun. And then her friend, Shinigami came there from Japan, and then Mikey fell in love with her because
weird,
that's what
like
happened.
She's from Philly.
Well, like, and then Mikey fell in love with her because that's what we do. She's taken over like Shredder's place, and is like, well, I'm gonna. Restore honor to the Foot Clan because Shredder dishonored it by being Shredder. And,
Shredder Kun is Shredder Kun.
That's right. And what did they do? I'm trying to remember now because it was a while.
Is this a discussion or like a summary?
No, I'm just trying to think about what happened in the episode so we talk about it. They beat up April. That was fun. She's like, I got my Tonto, and it's got a dragon, and I'm a cool Kuno each. And then, like, Shinigami comes in and just kicks her ass twice. It's like, I'm just going to...
Kuno Beach, am I right?
I'm like, well, that's fun. And then randomly, like, every so often, just Shredder's goons just show up, like they're watching things. Shredder is like in a hospital bed at like Tony Stark's house on a cliff or something. I don't
like, that's kind of what it looks
hell,
like
why
is
the
it
hell
Talbot
being...
Stark or Phony Stark?
Okay, I don't know why he's being just housed by Tony Stark for, you know, some strange reason, but
he needs friends
clearly. So he's there, and then I think it was in the second episode, Baxter like gives him this mutagen IV because I guess decided that the only way to beat the turtles is to just mutate himself.
Got a super shredder up in here.
Basically, it's the end of Turtles 2. He's like, well, you know what? Fuck you guys. I'm just going to take the last vial myself.
Not Ultra.
Now I'll become a giant wrestler and get crushed under a pier. Because I'm just going to go insane and destroy shit. And let's see, they made the Turtles, they made friends with Karai because, I don't know, they couldn't. Like, it was weird because it was like City at War. And so it was almost like three sides, like Shredder and then Karai and like doing her own thing, and the turtles, and Karai's, you know, like on the outside, like, oh, I don't really want to fight you, turtles. I want to fight Shredder, but if you try and stop me, I'm gonna kick your ass too. But then she gets her ass kicked by Hun, and it's like, oh, never mind. We have to work together.
It's like kind of how Bri operated. I'm gonna kill you. Oh shit, I lost. Let's be brothers.
Like, it's pretty much like, okay, like, we could do this. Almost gets our ass beat. Well, maybe we should work together. Like, and she gets Leo there, and he's in, like, a really cool outfit. It's, I think it's pretty much like his outfit from the comics when they did City at War, and he, like, went over to the other side to do whatever. Which, I gotta catch up on that to know it, actually. But I remember seeing him with, like, the dark, like, the black mask and everything. And, and then... one of the turtles got hurt. Was it Mikey?
Donnie.
It was Donnie. It was one of them. One of the ones that just can't really do for shit. It wasn't Raph. And, like, Donnie gets hurt with, like, the building exploding or something. And, like, oh, fuck, it's a bomb. And it's like, well, why were you there? It's like, well, why were you there? Well, why were you there without telling the rest of us, numbnuts? Shut up. Like... just being general assholery. But then they joined up, so I guess they're gonna do, like, team up things now, and I don't know. I mean, it's better than, you know, hey, let's search for Karai. We're 12 episodes only to lose her again, and then have to do this all over again. So, and I'm definitely interested to see where it goes. Bebop and Rocksteady were fantastic. I love them so much. Like, just generally being Bebop and Rocksteady. There was some cool fights with Tiger Claw and Fish Face. Fish Face doesn't get used a whole lot, I feel like. Like, he was kind of neglected for a while.
They don't know what to do with him.
Like, well, I think the thing is, like, he was pretty cool at first, and he was all novel, because it was like, we have Dog Pound and Fish Face, because we're not doing, like, Bebop Rocksteady, so we have these two other mutants, a dog and a fish. And it was like, oh, that's pretty neat, because I would never think to do a fish, because... he's on land. They gave him the legs and a little water breathing apparatus, a reverse scuba gear. And then they were like, okay, well, Tiger Claw and Karai shows up, and all those other villains came in, and then finally they actually do Bebop and Rocksteady, and they mutate Dog Pound into Razzar. And so Fish Face is like, I'm just gonna go sit over here in the corner. Like, he had, like, no purpose. And so it was good to see him actually getting to do something again, other than just, like, show up for 5 seconds and be like, hey, I have still a character on this show. Don't forget about me. Like, oh, all right. You're a person. So that's neat. But, yeah, I definitely like more mutant fun. I really want to see... the next couple episodes and finish catching up and see what happens to Shredder with his, what kind of full mutation he has. Did we see it already at, like, some show or something?
I
don't know. I remember them, they might have just mentioned, like, oh, we're doing Super Shredder or something. But Kiefer would know.
He will probably tweet you.
What you guys are talking about is in season 4, right?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
So I was curious, has it gotten renewed for season 5 yet?
Oh yeah, it's been renewed for 5.
Okay, because I remember that, like, 3 and 4 were almost renewed, like, back to back, like when season 2 was happening, and I couldn't remember hearing about season 5, so I was curious.
It was, I think it was, let me see. Yeah, it was on July 10th of last year, actually.
Oh, okay.
They ordered a 26 episode 5th season.
Okay.
So, yeah, this is... let's see, this City at War starts on episode 15 of season 4. And, let's see, so we're already at... so they just showed 18. 19 is the next episode. So we still have a few more left. It looks like the next episode that's coming on this week is going to have Wingnut and Screwloose. So I'm excited about that. But yeah, like, it's really nice, and it's good because I get to use other, like, villains and stuff, like Hun, who was only in it before this briefly. I mean, granted, he wasn't in it very long this time, but it's just like, well, Shredder's not here, so we all kind of want to take over. And meanwhile, there's Karai just like, I am going to restore honor to the foot. Fuck you guys. Like, I don't know how you plan to do that. Like,
she just brought in a bunch. No matter what you do, feet are always going to be on the ground.
Exactly. And then she brought in a whole bunch of, like, other foot from from Japan or something, like mercenaries for hire. And they're all wearing red. They're all wearing red so we can tell them apart from the Foot Clan wearing, like, black and gray. Like, at least she had the decency to get them new uniforms to tell them apart. Like,
gotta color coordinate.
Yes, it's very important, color coordinate. But yeah, I'm really liking it. It's a different direction. I still don't want someone. Why the fuck is he at Tony Stark's house? Like, it, like, what made them decide to just, like, you know what, complete asshole, we're gonna put him at Tony Stark's house. All makes sense. That's where assholes live. But I know,
seems legit.
Yeah, I know Mondo Gecko was in an episode, and
yeah, he replaces Pigeon Pete.
What happened to Pigeon Pete? Is he just,
they don't talk about Pigeon Pete.
Maybe they couldn't get that.
That was what they said. They said, "Hey, where's Pigeon Pete?" And they said, "We don't talk about Pigeon Pete, so we don't know what happened to Pigeon Pete."
I wonder if it was like, they couldn't get the voice actor back or something, so we just, probably. What happened? Shh, we don't talk about that. Let's see. All right, let's go back. So let's go to, oop, no, Ninja Turtles. Okay, let's see, where's the article marked characters? List of characters. Let's see.
Looking at Pigeon Pete?
Pigeon Pete, it doesn't, I don't know. I don't see anything like about the actor being away somewhere or anything. I don't know. Maybe he wasn't received well. Maybe people don't like him, so they said, "Well, let's put him in with the more popular Mondo Gecko."
Well, I don't really blame them.
Like, I mean, it's kind of funny because it's, you know, Mondo Gecko is movie Michelangelo and Slash is movie Donatello. So maybe that was part of the decision also.
Maybe.
I don't know.
So not confuse but... people? Slade style? I mean, they saved us all from nosebleeds because they knew they were going to announce Slade. I mean, thank God, really.
So I don't know. That might have been it. I don't know. No one knows. Doesn't say. So, whatever. And what is what's Mike? Is Mikey still watching? He's still watching Chris Bradford, huh?
Yeah.
Chris Bradford's Too Rough Crew. Like, everything about that is just hilarious.
It was one of these recent episodes had, like, the most hysterical Chris Bradford moment.
Like,
I don't even remember what it was, but
it's pretty funny. Like, I do like the stupid nonsense that they watch. Like, it makes me happy because, well, I don't know why, but, like, it, I guess because the stuff it makes fun of is actually that ridiculous. So, but no one wants to admit it because, you know, oh, it's like from the 80s, so it's automatically cool and nostalgia. Like, you know, like, you know, Bleep Bustus, for example, everything from the 80s is just an awesome cartoon that they pretty much make fun of it all right here on Turtles. It's like, yeah, it really is that ridiculous and stupid.
It's a spider back? False alarm.
What? Spider?
There's a spider at large in my apartment. Spider, if you are listening, just know you are still at large.
Just wait till it mutates into Lewis Black overnight and attacks you.
That would be more preferable, really. Somehow getting, like, mauled by Lewis Black in the middle of the night is less terrifying than a tiny spider crawling on me unsuspectingly. I quit.
What if it mutates into Lewis Black and then still crawls on you and then lays eggs in your mouth?
The eggs part, not so much.
My ADD's kicking in again. Did we talk about the cutie fly evolution picture in the Japanese?
Yes.
I zoned out. I was looking at something and I zoned out for a minute. And I happened to go back to Cerebi and I was like, did we talk about that? Okay.
Yes.
Just making sure. It's adorable. But yeah, Turtles, it makes me happy right now. I can't find an Armagon figure or a human Karai, and I want to know who the hell is finding these things so I can murder them and steal their toys.
If I find one, I'll buy it for you like I have most of your turtles.
Not most of my turtles, like 4 or 5 of my turtles. I've got like 30 figures or so. That's not most of them. That's like 1/6.
Okay, 1/6 of your turtles.
That's a little bit better. I'm guessing.
But of that 1/6, he's bought the majority of those.
And also, if you find a Shaman, because I can't find Shaman.
Yeah,
I fucking Toys R Us won't stock it.
I think
what
the
a damn Shaman
has him.
Totally lost it. Really, let me think about it.
Like, I just gotta find a Victini plush now, and I'm caught up except for the Mew figure, Mew plush, and Darkrai plush. Because, yeah, that happened. This chick wants to be the fattest woman in the world. She's already weighing in at 700 pounds.
Challenge accepted. I mean, what?
Well, she wants to be completely immobile and stuck in her house. So, Dawson, there you go. That's an option.
That's the dream.
So there's a companion for you. You can be locked in the house with her.
No, I want to be by myself.
Well, that's easy. Just go to another room. She won't be able to move.
But if I can't move either, we're fucked.
Well, no, I didn't mean you become 700 pounds. I just mean, see, you can go be with this person, and then
no,
you'll
but
have.
No, then they would make me the caretaker. Fuck that noise.
Well, that way when you eventually choke on something, there'll be someone to notice and you just won't just die there in the apartment.
I think that would be funnier. Because then, like, people would just smell the decay eventually, and then there would just be legends about me haunting the place. That's
well,
the dream.
In all fairness, you probably already are haunting the place, but
I've been a ghost this whole time.
Like a Boosto Ghosto, or just
Ghosto. Bebo Spectre doesn't have the same ring, but just as sad.
Where are we, motherfucker?
Yeah, there we go. Boom. Crashed right into the segment. Kool-Aid man style. Okay. To start, like, just as a really quick answer, which is mainly just like a personal answer for Jimi Hendrix's brother, John Hendrix, asked us about if there's another Gaiden Gaiden movie, and thanks to our correspondent, Shukun Shinobi, who's here, me asking him, is they did do that poll, which I was just confused about whether that was for the last ones or this one or another one, but they did a poll for what you would want to see, but nothing's come of it yet, so chances aren't looking quite as good right now because we're moving on to Drive and then maybe Ghost, so we can get some confusing V-cinemas for that. So, for the actual questions, I'm going to deviate this week from Fuck, Marry, Kill questions for two questions that are not those. One
they did
is
a
from,
poll, just like Dawson's mom.
From David Martin, Kiefer's secret brother. You guys should probably find each other. How do you guys feel about Steven Universe? It's love. I need to catch up on it, but it's love. Brian?
I was trying to think of something funny to say in response.
I think the giggle because really was just the best.
Because the question's worded really funny to me.
Like, as if how do we feel about the guy himself? Like, you mean, like, how, like, we read it as if, like, how do you feel about Steven personally? Like, as
yeah,
not
yeah.
The show? Okay.
Insecure. He's a little weird.
I think he has a little bit too much fascination with lions. But
no, it's a great show. I love it. I haven't seen any of the summer episodes, but
I'm really far behind. Like, I stopped at the beginning of season 2, and I thought, oh, I think I missed, like, a season. But, like, I checked out the site I watched it on the other day, and it's, like, in season 4. Granted, like, each episode's, like, 10 minutes. But I need to catch up on that shit. Instead of just rewatching Earth's Mightiest Heroes, which I've already seen. But I'm probably going to still do stuff like that. So yeah, I just wanted to highlight it because I was thinking about it because I need to catch up on it. But I just, it is a really neat and like innovative show that what I like is that, well, not only that it's like it has this really innovative world, but I like that it will manage to teach lessons or whatever to kids and adults alike without shoving it down your throat.
Like, yeah. Don't touch your penis in public.
That was episode 1.
I still haven't learned that yet.
The second question is, I thought this would be kind of a fun one. It might have been more fitting if it would have been last week since we had more X-Aid stuff, but it says, if you were to give an X-Aid, or if you were a writer in X-Aid, what genre of video game would you be?
Pokemon.
Before I answer for myself, I think the funniest one would be an RPG because it would be turn-based. I just like that idea of, like, having to, like, weigh your options and, like, wait to attack. But it would almost be funnier, like, if you were turn-based but your opponent was. I'm not sure how that would work. Or opponent wasn't, I mean. I think mine would be whatever genre of is Animal Crossing. So just, like, a life simulator. I would just have, like, no powers.
The most just, boring like, fun you'll ever fruit. Have. Sounds like Dawson.
Exactly. I would just be able to pick fruit.
Your weapons would be like a shovel and a watering can.
Yeah, that's what it would be. It's like a fishing rod, but like it wasn't like the world. It was just a regular fishing rod. So I would just be like the Animal Crossing X-Aid rider. My upgrade form allows me to buy furniture at great discounts.
Can't say Pokemon.
I did.
Kevin took it.
Pokemon's its own genre now. I said so.
Choose your own.
Well, they're doing robots.
Robots in disguise.
What genre aren't they doing? They're like doing everything.
Are they doing your mom?
They're not doing Wonder Book. Brian?
Yeah, Brian, you can be
motion
Kinect.
Controls?
Remember when they invented laser tag at the Ubisoft conference years ago?
Are they doing 1,000,000 trues?
Do they have like an RTS genre where you just turn into like dozens of little dudes and just charge at people?
Oh my god, that'd be great. I don't think they're doing that one. Hell yeah, RTS rider. He transforms, he just turns into like a squad of 8 different people.
He turns perfect. Into gotta carry a ba.
I would kill the budget.
Trying to think of other games. Damn. I feel like there's one that like it will be a really funny, like interesting or like odd choice, but
games.
There you go, perfect. Like, you just defeat the enemy by asking them obnoxious questions. It's just like Pajama Sam, basically.
I want to be the rider that represents Putt-Putt.
Oh god, I remember that.
Fatty Bear.
Ready Fish was the original Finding Nemo.
Reading Rabbit, Reader Rabbit.
Brian's the board game writer. He just is Family Feud and Wheel of Fortune. Jeopardy.
Brian's like the board game writer that's like suit is just made out of cardboard that's complaining about these modern video game writers.
I'm literally Kamen Rider GSN.
Brian's upgrade is Steve Harvey.
It says right here on the card.
Steve Harvey would be the best Kamen Rider.
Mommy. Mama. I watched a video today where it says, like, what's a job that it's dirty but somebody's got to do it? And the first guy, for whoever it was, the first person in the Fast Money said plumber. And the second guy, he tried to say that, And like, you know, did the little buzzer. He's like, oh, of course. And it's like 3 seconds. He's like, three. Gynecologist. He just stopped. He's just staring at him with his mouth open. He couldn't even repeat it when they showed it on the screen. It was pretty funny. He's like, it's like, you married? He's like, almost. He's like, we're going to see about that when this is over. Man, shit was hilarious. Everybody's laughing.
What if you were a solely motion control based writer who just flung Wiimotes at people because you forgot to put the strap on?
Oh, giggity. Brian forgot his strap on.
Yeah, safety first, then teamwork.
Brian's a sex simulator video game.
Oh God, yes.
Please, dating sim. Oh God.
Brian is the Sims.
Oh my God.
Could just do a platformer where it's basically like, isn't that X-Aid? No, he's action. Well, you're just a platformer and you just hop around the enemy and make boing.
It's a platformer, Brian can only go in one direction. Fast enough the enemy. Well, too late now.
If you were a music game, you could just basically be Guitar Hero. I was like Hibiki.
Oh my God, yes.
They're doing that, though.
Are they?
Yeah, there's a music.
Brave's upgrade is music.
Oh. Party pooper.
I don't know how RPGs and musics go together, but none of this shit makes sense, so.
It's something about doctors. Maybe it's something like Doctors Without Borders, so the video games all cross over. I don't know.
Okay. I like how it's a show about doctors and none of them are medical simulators.
That could be Brian's Doctor House.
That's going to be the final form.
It's not lupus.
Even better, Brian is Dr. Cox from Scrubs. Just goes around insulting everyone the entire time.
That would be you.
That's very unlike me.
That's why it's funny. God damn. Just calls them all girls' names. I would have watched that. I would enjoy it. I enjoy insulting people.
I know what you do. It's your talent.
What if, like, oh, I would be a horror game writer that would just be terrified all the time. Like, I would transform, and, like, the sheer source of my powers would just cause me to become the Sandcastle Pokemon. It's like, no thanks, I'm going home.
Dawson would be the horror-themed writer, but then just turn out to just be nonsense that goes around in circles. Oh, wait, we did that already. It's just about jackets.
Jacket is now dry. It never got wet.
We're gonna really push this whole eye theme that we got going on.
That seems more important than the paranormal theme. The show's called Kamen Rider Ghost, sir. You're fired, Johnson.
You fired your Johnson? Oh my gosh.
Well, that's what you get for putting your penis in charge as creative director. That's what Koichi does.
That's just true.
Why there's so many mini skirts and explosions? I mean, come on. Do I have to spell it out for you?
So many thigh shots of all the girls.
Thigh.
Oh God.
Wow. Grow shit.
Oh my God. It's all... How does this shit just happen?
Throwing it way back.
That's
day one.
That's the second blog row shit reference in this episode.
Really? When was the first?
I was talking about how I don't remember how I was in charge of titles, and how our first title was just because someone said blog row shit.
Like, I honestly don't remember the week I took over the reins. It was just chaos before that. Now it's just chaos with a pun, but still.
Just chaos with this. Now we're moving on to Grey's Anatomy puns because... I don't know, Little Grey has to protect Supergirl.
No, it is. Not to mention Cousin Miguel. I will smile at my Cousin Miguel references all year, and you guys can just... Some insult. Got you guys.
I'm Burn. So hurt. I'm gonna screen cap that shit.
Put it on Instagram. Look Instagram at this keyboard warrior. The sixth superhero name. Thanks, man. Now it's time for
touching myself in public.
New segment. Experimental. I don't think it's gonna work out.
Nope. Final thingies. I have a thingy and it's not final.
I'm the only one that doesn't have a tagline for final thingies.
Mine didn't develop to like season 6, so it's fine.
To be fair, you don't have a tagline for most of the show.
Take care and have a great one.
Yeah, your tagline is "Hey YouTube, Shukun Shinobi here."
My tagline for life.
That's how you started the podcast the first time.
That's what he says to Shukun
Shinobi here.
That's what he says to Kate. I don't keep on calling her Kate. That's what he says to Kat when he rolls over in the morning. "Hey YouTube, Shukun Shinobi here."
Every time Brian leaves the house, take care and have a great one.
That's how he answers his phone, which is really the funniest part. It's actually a really funny way. Take care and have a great one to answer your phone, just ending the conversation immediately. That's actually a brilliant idea. Just phone rings, take care and have a great one, click.
That's how Brian finishes sex. Take care and have a great one.
Oh my god. Too far!
Well, it's only too far because you were imagining it.
Well, I mean, the worst part is when he does that finger thing and he just goes, "I was gay." Love me! Love. Apparently all Brian's moves are just an amalgam of his most famous quotes.
Brian is a person with many famous quotes, apparently.
He broke India.
Michael.
Michael. I forgot his phone was named Michael, according to YouTube. Oh my god, that was so good. He just holds up the phone and it says Michael. Classic Schofield. Oh, my cheek hurt from smiling.
Bye.